What?
This is a great jam. This is a great jam. Don't get me wrong. Lil Jon really brings the heat. But it's no... Hang on.
Did you look at the... Everybody get up. It's time to slam.
Yeah.
We got a real jam.
Yeah. Welcome to the Space Jam. Here's your chance. Do your dance at the Space Jam. All right. Hey, you... What the... Yeah, come on, Quad City. Where are they at? What are they doing? Bring them back.
That just bangs, dude. That's just a banger.
It really does. It gives me goosebumps.
Yeah.
I just turned 37.
Yeah.
And the hair is standing up on my arms right now.
It's a banger, dude. You can't beat it. Can't beat it. Yeah.
I'm glad you brought that up. Sorry.
Yeah. Well, as soon as I saw it on Reddit, on Netflix, we took a break from Cocomelon. At my house.
Thank God.
And I was like, all right, Riley, you're watching Space Jam.
Yep. Thank you. Thank you for teaching your child something epic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, sorry, I had to look up this song.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to be rocking that all day. All day, man.
Oh, yeah. What's going on the old sound system when we get off
work? Is just going to be frustrated by the end of this day.
What are you doing?
If I hear one more Quad City DJ song, I'm leaving you.
Bet you I can dunk from the couch. All right.
You're not Michael Jordan. Sit your ass down.
I am Michael Jordan. I want to be just like Mike.
It's me.
Sorry, I knew you'd like this.
Yeah, good stuff. God, it just hits well. Anyway, 6:51, we got to get to it. It's time for your rock news and rock history. All right.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
We should just get that, all right, and just play it over and over. All right.
You want to give me goosebumps every day. There you go.
All right. Off of everything. Anyway, Rock News Rock History brought to you by AIR, Advanced Import Repair, M139 in Benton Harbor. Breathe easy when it comes to getting your car, truck, SUV fixed up. Owner John Van Lanningham and his crew are going to get you taken care of. Even if you got a Quad City DJ CD stuck in your CD player, they'll help you get it out. I don't know why you'd want to get it unstuck. Just let that thing play, man.
It's a good one to have stuck.
All right. All right.
Well, don't look for Guns N' Roses to follow in the footsteps of Queen and Elton John and have a biopic made of their career. Slash told Movie Maker that he and the band have both been approached by producers about making films. People come to make, this is what he said, people come to make Guns N' Roses movies, and then I have people coming to me about doing a movie about me, and I think it was after I wrote my book. It's just not something that collectively we're sort of just not interested in. And I can't imagine trying to find some actors that can portray the band properly. He said, quote, I mean, rock and roll movies suffer from being just super, super corny and unrealistic anyway as a whole. There's very few really good rock and roll movies.
You know, it's not wrong.
Not wrong. Not wrong.
Not wrong. You know, there's an image you got to protect, really.
Yeah.
Like one thing can ruin it. And a movie is one of those things that can ruin it. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it'd be hard to ruin Guns N' Roses.
But. Well, and especially music fans, you're very passionate about your bands, right? Like if someone made a movie about AC/DC, like the actual band, I don't know if I could ever see it. If I see that trailer, I'm like, oh my God, like that guy's nothing like Angus. Like, you know what I mean? There was a movie called Thunderstruck and it was made in Australia. It's a real B film. And I remember buying it because it was about AC/DC. Basically, these friends go to visit, like, the monument to Bon Scott. So they make this epic road trip. And the movie sucks, dude. It's just terrible. It's, like, hardly about AC/DC. It's more about the journey and the friendship. I'm like, no, don't call your movie Thunderstruck, all right, and make it about these guys going to see, and they barely have any AC/DC in it. Yeah.
If you're going to use the likeness of AC/DC, you better really lean into it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So I don't blame him. Now, I will say, though, I thought that...
The Dirt?
Well, The Dirt was pretty cheesy, but it was over the top. Like, you almost got into... And Motley Crue was crazy anyway, so the fact that the movie was that crazy, it's like...
I like The Dirt.
I thought it was good. I thought it was good.
I thought it was good.
But compared to, like, the Queen biopic and even the Elton John one, which I don't think you'd like the Elton John one because it's almost like a musical because, you know, they do the musical number. But they're really well done. Don't get me wrong. They're really well done.
I still haven't seen the Queen movie.
And see, you need to see that. That movie is, to me, as far as biopics for me are concerned or movies about, dude, it's top notch, man. It's top notch.
I've heard that from multiple people. I do intend to see this movie, but
here's why though. It's because one, The soundtrack is awesome, and they do a great job telling the story. They don't really pull many punches. And two, the band members all look like the band members. The actors look, they did almost a perfect job getting actors that look like the band members. So you really do feel like you're watching Queen. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, absolutely. I don't know. But I can see Slash, you know, any band being like, oh, I don't know. They could, I mean, it'd be probably pretty cool, but is it going to be cool? They're probably going to mess it up. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. And you got to dig into your past, and sometimes you don't want to dig up old skeletons.
I think Slash just sees how much work it is.
He just wants
I got to be there, and I got to make sure everything's good. And like, I don't want to do that.
I just want to sit here, have my cigarette and my top hat, and just,
you know,
have a whiskey and be done with it, all right?
I'm already tired. Yeah. I've been there. I've done that. I don't want to relive it again.
Yeah. I've been there. I'm tired. Just leave me in my top hat, my cigarette, and my whiskey. That's all I want. Anyway, so who knows? Maybe the mind will change. Maybe someone will write a big enough check, and they'll be like, okay, yeah, let's do it. Let's do it. We'll take the
you
money.
What's nice about Slash?
What?
He could take the top half off, shave his head. Nobody would know who
no
he is.
No one would know.
He could be a completely normal person.
You don't even need to shave his head. Just put it back in a ponytail. People be like, who are you?
Who's that? Oh, you're Slash. Oh. Yeah. Where's the hat?
Yeah. Why's your hair up? It's weird. Anyway.
Did it right.
That's your rock news. Let's take a look at your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
August 10th, 1947, Ian Anderson, best known as the jazz flute playing lead singer of Jethro Tull, was born in the UK. I love Jethro Tull.
Love me some Jethro. Yeah,
I do,
me
man.
Too.
I do. Bungle in the Jungle, Thick as a Brick. Yeah. Man, come on. Bungle in a Jungle. God, and I'm sorry.
One of those artists that pop on, you're like, oh my God, this is good stuff. Jethro Tull.
This is good stuff. I know they get a lot of crap because they beat Metallica in that first year that the Grammys had like the metal category, and everyone's up in arms. Oh, I can't believe it. Like, just let it go, all right? It's not like Jethro Tull was like, oh yeah, we're better than Metallica. It was the Grammys, they picked it. But Jethro Tull also was there before Metallica.
You know what, Metallica, let somebody else win something for once, you know? Yeah,
you're fine.
And
any band that can make a flute or a piccolo sound cool, like, you're doing it right, okay? That's a hard thing to do. Hunter, I want you to make a piccolo sound cool right now. You can't do it.
I don't think I could do that. No.
A flute. Some guy just... I mean, right there, I sound like an idiot, right? Jethro Tull does not sound like idiots.
Yeah, I mean, you got a good point. Throwing
a little guitar.
Jesus.
See, I sound stupid. Jethro Tull, though.
You sound like a child in the backseat of a car going on vacation.
Dad just gripping the steering wheel like, I'm going to do it.
Shut up!
I'm going to jerk this wheel into a bridge button. If you make one more flute sound... That's it. Whole family's going down.
Kicking the back of the seat. I hate my job.
He's the worst. Should have left him at the hospital. Anyway. All right, there you go. That is your rock news and rock history brought to you by AIR, who is also part of the Screaming Yellow Summer today. We'll tell you more about that, and we will be back. More.